This is KUNC. In 1989, a unique dance troupe was formed in Fort Collins, one where accessibility for everybody was key. Now, as the company celebrates its 30th anniversary, its founders and dancers are looking at taking the next step. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
Dance Express was founded in 1989 for people who have disabilities such as Down syndrome or cerebral palsy to offer access to the arts and to give them performance opportunities.
That's Dance Express Artistic and Executive Director Mary Elizabeth Lenahan. For Lenahan, who's been with the program since its beginning, it was about filling what she saw as a real need in the community.
It is difficult to access the arts since they have become such a professional area. And it takes a little longer sometimes for a person with a disability to learn the routines or to create as much as someone else.
And there was another motivation that drew Lenahan to the job.
My sister, Teresa, had Down syndrome, and she loved to dance. We would go to the polka hops in the summer, dance on Sunday afternoons.
It's the same for 44-year-old Tamara Mahler. For her, dancing is the thing that gives her joy and focus.
So, I feel good out of it.
Mahler has Down syndrome. When she was growing up, there weren't a lot of programs like Dance Express, says her mom, Jane Slazak. But it was important to find a way for her daughter to participate.
From the time she was born, she was a music lover. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of medical problems the first couple of years, and she didn't have a lot of mobility. But music always, she would just shine and radiate and move the best she could.
How long have you been dancing with Dance Express?
30 years now.
30 years. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Mahler works at the Senior Center by day, but she also helps teach other dancers and even choreographs some of the performances.
A teacher knows to me in all spots, in all selves.
So you like teaching?
Teaching other people, focus on doing this age.
Her mother Jane has seen the impact, especially in keeping her focused.
It was one of the things I appreciated most because when she puts her mind to something, Tamara does it, and I think that's because of dance.
Sitting with Tamara and fellow dancer Alva McLeod, it becomes clear that there's one more thing that makes performing worthwhile.
To receive praise for what they're doing.
Exactly.
To actually get the kudos that you don't always get in your everyday life.
The applause. Who likes that?
You know, giving your autographs.
I do.
You like to sign
the flowers. Yeah, the flowers. Flowers, autographs.
But running Dance Express has been a labor of love. Some years the nonprofit may have as many as 17 dancers, other times 6. Right now the program is without a permanent home. Rehearsals are held in rotating locations, including the Masonic Lodge.
I think it takes more than a village in some respect. You know, so there's so many parts to it. It's a living puzzle. In which part do you balance at what time?
Lenahan hopes to one day expand the program to become an expressive and healing arts center, a place where anyone can access art opportunities.
And the long-term vision would be that there'd be adjacent nurturing care environments that people who, while they were healthy, they could live there, be they persons with disabilities or the aging community, and they could access the offerings of the community center, and then as they could no longer come, then the center would come to them and they wouldn't have to go down that slippery slope of independent living, assisted living, nursing home.
In the last few years, Lenahan says she's seeing more opportunities for people with disabilities, and that's heartening. But it does get her thinking about something the director of Danceability International once told her.
You know, it will be nice when we don't need to work at inclusion, when it just is.
Stacy Nick, KUNC, Fort Collins.